First guest is someone you all know, a gentleman who does not need any big buildup. He has been a major, major figure in the entertainment business for many years. You're welcome, Johnny Cash.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm.
What's going on, people? This is Hunter with an artist spotlight on WGLZ, college radio that is passionately vocal. This legend was born in Arkansas and shaped country and rock music as we know it today. We're taking a look at the prominent career of the man in black, Johnny Cash.
Dirty street. Will I ask him while he shined my shoes how to keep from getting the blues? He grinned as he raised his little head. He popped his shoe shine rag and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Johnny Cash's music career started after he served 4 years in the U.S. Air Force as a technician. After his service, he found himself in Memphis, Tennessee, and made desperate attempts to get noticed by the Sun Records label. Johnny was down bad for the deal, and after multiple failed attempts to attract the label's attention with gospel music, Johnny Cash switched genres, and finally grabbed their attention with his upbeat country song, Hey Hey Train.
Well, where were you when the train left town? I was standing on the corner with my head hung down. If I had my gun, I'd let the hammer down. I'd shoot that round that took my girl from town.
Mr. Cash, alongside his two reliable musicians, who were known as the Tennessee Two, began thriving at the Sun Records label, quickly releasing iconic hits I Walk the Line and Folsom Prison Blues, which both charted spots in the top five country songs. I Walk the Line was Johnny Cash's first number one hit.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
After this success, Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two were hungry for more. Unfortunately, for Sun Records, the three musicians felt restrained at such a small label, and they ultimately decided to leave. Following this choice, they quickly signed to Columbia Records, who set them up to go on tour with the Carter family. This led to Johnny Cash falling for June Carter. This is what Johnny Cash had to say during an interview on the Carson Tonight Show during 1980.
I met June Carter backstage at the Grand Ole Opry in 1956, and I met Mother Maybelle, Helen, and Anita. Of course, I fell in love with that June, that red-headed one, that dancer, the one that pulled the jokes, the funny one. She stole my heart right away. Right away. That night I told her, I said, I'm going to marry you someday.
With all things seemingly going great on the surface for Johnny Cash, behind the scenes, things were not so pretty. He had begun taking drugs to help keep up with his busy schedule and his music making, which sadly developed into a serious addiction to amphetamines and barbiturates. This is what Johnny Cash had to say during an interview with Larry King about his drug addiction.
Well, for a while it was okay. For a while it was okay. For a while, Larry, when I took my first ones, I said, this is what God meant for me to have in this world. This was invented for me, you know? I honestly thought it was a blessing, a gift from God, these pills were. But then I finally found out I was deceiving myself, that this was one of those things that have a false face, that it's the devil in disguise that has come to me.
Alongside his drug and alcohol addiction, Johnny Cash also had numerous encounters with the police, which often landed him short nights in jail. Despite some of his songs, he had never actually been to federal prison, though. This did not stop Johnny Cash from visiting these prisons, as this was his favorite place to perform concerts. He wanted to spread a positive message and give the prisoners hope in another day. In the 1960s, Johnny Cash knew his body could no longer keep up with his bad habits and drug abuse. So with the help of the Carter family, Mr. Cash got clean. And after 12 years of being together, he married his beloved June Carter. Alongside their prominent love life, the two also began releasing music together. They released Grammy Award-winning duet, Jackson, which showed the true talent that these two had together.
I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you picked up the man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball.
At this point in his career, Johnny Cash had made a name for himself. And he had famously developed a nickname, the Man in Black. This was thanks to his normal outfit of a black suit jacket, a black tie, a black shirt, black pants, a black hat, and black shoes. Not only did this look quite awesome, but he also had some political motives behind it, which he spoke about in his song, The Man in Black.
I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down. Living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time.
Johnny Cash's career began to die down in the late 70s, and at this point, he was just enjoying himself. He had appeared in movies, had his own talk show, known as the Johnny Cash Show, and made a music supergroup known as the Highwaymen. Johnny Cash continued to experiment and have fun with his career, until 1983. During this time, Johnny Cash had a slight relapse after he was administered painkillers for an abdominal injury. This injury was caused by an ostrich on his farm. But like everything else, he quickly overcame this, and yet again, Johnny Cash had continued to release music, dropping 2 albums with the Highwaymen, multiple projects with June, and over 91 albums on his own. Sadly, in 2003, June Carter Cash passed away from heart failure. This led Johnny to a dark place, but despite this, he continued to make music, as he knew that's what his beloved wife would want.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I bowed my head and I cried.
He even said this in his final interview in 2003 with Kurt Loder.
He said, go to work. I said, what are you talking about? She said, don't worry about me. Go to work. And at the funeral, I could almost hear her saying, go to work. 3 days after the funeral, everybody said, you're crazy. But 3 days after the funeral, I was in the studio.
Really?
Yeah. And I stayed in the studio for 2 weeks. And it was great therapy for me. And I think I accomplished more in that couple of weeks than in most of the other year combined.
With the death of June Carter Cash, Johnny Cash had stopped properly taking care of himself and passed away only 5 months later from complications with diabetes. He has created a legacy for himself that will be remembered for generations and made some truly timeless pieces. Rest in peace, Johnny Cash.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
This has been Hunter with the artist spotlight on the iconic Johnny Cash, and you have been listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM.